Question is this: how do we get two groups of people to come together? Those that are completely disengaged with what I call their personal physical health status, and those people who are in love with their physical health status and doing something about it. How do we bring them together so that everybody fits into the second category of falling in love with their physical health, lowering their risk of disease, and feeling amazing? We're going to find out in today's episode of The New Science of Physical Health. Buddy, we're back here at episode 140 of The Daily Drop of The New Science of Physical Health. And that's exactly what we're going to get back into today, is The New Science of Physical Health. I'm really excited about this one because I get alerts in my email on about every 2 days in regards to some research that's going on, medical research that's going on around the world that relates to our clinically validated health software. So here's one that came out published, and this is incredibly recent, published on October, at the time of recording it is, maybe not the time you're listening, October the 10th, 2021. So this is literally what you call hot off the presses. So this is a research article published in the Sports Science, Medicine, and Research and Rehabilitation Journal. And where does it say it's from? I actually don't know because I can't see that from where I'm looking at here. The BMC Sports Science, Medicine, Rehabilitation. It still doesn't say where it's published because it's on a global basis. So what is interesting about it, and here's the title of it, Effect of Personal Activity Intelligence Monitoring in the maintenance phase of cardiac rehabilitation and evaluation. So what happened in this research is that the abstract was looking at patients who've got cardiovascular disease and are recovering from a cardiovascular event. And this was looking at the impact or the effect of the health impact score that the software that we have recommends that you have on a daily basis, looking at the impact of the score. So if you have a score, if you're a person who's a cardiovascular event, let's just say a heart attack or a stroke in this instance, if you're doing some physical activity, you might score 10 points in a day on an average per day on a rolling 7 days. You might score 25, you might score 50. Very few people who have a cardiovascular event will be scoring higher than 50, meaning that they are not doing a lot of physical activity. So let me just give you a bit of an idea. Oh, actually, this is what I was excited about, was this research paper is from Australia. So the first person, I'll go through some of the scientists who've contributed to this. So Amanda L. Hannon, she is from the Faculty of Health Sciences at Bond University on the Gold Coast. And she is the lead author on this particular research paper. Then Wayne Hing. Now, I guess if I clicked on their names for the university, they'd say they were probably a PhD professor or something, but also from the Faculty of Health Sciences and Medicine. This person, Jeff F. S. Coombs, is from the Center of Research on Exercise, Physical Activity, and Health in the School of Human Movement and Nutrition Sciences at the University of Queensland. So not Bond University, but University of Queensland, because this is obviously a collaboration over here. You've got another person, Suzanne Goff. She's on the Faculty of Health Sciences and Medicine at the Bond University, so obviously a doctor, a PhD. Mike Clemston, where's he from? Clinical Exercise Physiology, School of Health and Human Sciences at Southern Cross University, another one in Queensland and Australia, one of our major states here, the three biggest states in Australia. And we got James Furness. Where's James from? He is from Bond University as well, the Faculty of Health Sciences and Medicine. So this is an Australian-based research on the clinically validated health software that we have that's out of the work from Professor Ulrich Wisloff and his team in Norway, because they're the ones that Professor Wisloff's the one who's invented it. And if you follow this series, you know that I have provided some content of his before, because he and I have communicated, I've interviewed him, and we've emailed each other back and forth. And he really loves what we're doing here on the show and with the other content that we have inside The New Science of Physical Health, which expands people's understanding of how to maintain lifelong physical health and be at a low risk of a cardiovascular event through our education platform and the combination of his software that's now worldwide. It's 20 million downloads the health software has had. And we have a cult coaching lab around it now, and a whole pack comes in a package. Really excited about. He told me in an email that he said that the work that we're doing surrounding that stuff is groundbreaking from an education point of view. So what it says here is that so the health impact score is a single physical activity metric based upon heart rate responses to physical activity. And what we know is maintaining 100 health impact points per week is associated with a 25% risk reduction in cardiovascular disease mortality. And this is from the research. And 50 health impact points per week on a rolling 7 days provides a 60% reduction, provides 60% of the benefits in a risk reduction from cardiovascular disease death. So the effect of utilizing this metric within a cardiac population, what that means, cardiac population means people who've had a cardiovascular event, has not been previously investigated. So this is very interesting to me because it's in the aim of this study was to determine the effect of the health impact monitoring on the amount and intensity of physical activity in people who are in cardiac rehabilitation. So they're coming out of a stroke, they're coming out of a heart attack, coming out of some other type of cardiovascular event, cardiovascular disease. So let me go skip the methods, skip the results, because I'm doing this kind of like a live read here because I've been through this once already. And it showed the result of the conclusion was that a large portion of the people in this exploratory study were using the health software, clinically validated health software, and that the intensity of their physical activity and their adherence to physical activity over this study, over a 6-week period, showed improvement in their overall continuation of the correct dose of cardiovascular activity. And that's the big problem. Once someone's had a cardiovascular event, there is almost always a deep drop off in physical activity. And so what they're saying here is that from this research that they did up in Queensland, it's a state in Australia, for those listeners outside of Australia, that this improved the adherence to physical activity. So that's a great thing for those people with cardiovascular disease. But listen to this, a bit of the background that's in the study, 85% of the 18 million deaths per year are myocardial infarctions, that's a heart attack, that's the medical name for it, and strokes. And so one of the things that I think is most important here is that adhering to lifelong physical activity and maintaining a high level of CRF, now the medical term for that is cardiorespiratory fitness score. I like to call it active heart fitness score. It's a measurement of how efficient is your body at extracting oxygen out of the air that you breathe, attaching it to red blood cells and carrying it through the blood vessels, so from the lungs to the heart with oxygenated blood to the blood vessels, dumping that oxygen off and picking up carbon dioxide. That's what that score is. And there is a score for your age and for your gender that will determine what category you're in, whether it's poor, whether it's moderate, whether it's fair, whether it's excellent, whether it's superior. So, for example, my active heart fitness score, or the doctors call it CRF, is 46. For a 55-year-old male, that's in the excellent category. I'm very excited about that, but that's because I use the health software, the clinically validated health software, to measure my health impact score because it converts my heart rate on a daily basis into health adaptations. So what it's saying here is adhering to lifelong physical activity is of paramount importance for people with cardiovascular disease, as active heart fitness score has been shown to be inversely proportionate to all-cause and CVD, cardiovascular disease mortality. Furthermore, the intensity of exercise is critical in reducing the risk of all-cause mortality, with more frequent intense activity providing superior protection. This is so interesting because it's now not just saying it in the general population who have not yet exhibited excuse me, signs of a cardiovascular event. I'm talking too fast here. I just had a bit of a gulp of air. Reducing signs of cardiovascular disease, but it's important in people who have had a cardiovascular event. So there, it says here that there is minimal research investigating the amount and intensity levels of physical activity completed by patients after the subacute phase of a cardiovascular event. However, the limited available data appears that very few people who've been diagnosed with acute coronary syndromes, that's like cardiovascular disease around the heart, particularly the big blood vessels around the heart, continue to meet aerobic exercise guidelines long term. So that, and there's some goes on to some studies here. It suggests that improvements in your active heart fitness score gained during some kind of post-cardiac event, so post-heart attack, post-stroke, are not likely to be maintained in the longer term, and the benefits of increased survival from higher CRF levels are not being realized in the cardiac population. Here's essentially what they're saying. What got people into trouble with a cardiovascular event out of those 18 million people, what got people into trouble was a low active heart fitness score. What keeps them in trouble after a cardiovascular event is a low active heart fitness score. What Dr. Wisloff did, and I remember when I was talking to him in one of the interviews that we had up in Norway, and what this study is out of Queensland here in Australia has done, what he told me was that the active heart fitness score I'm just going to try and explain this properly. A number for me as a Caucasian in Australia might be a 55-year-old male and a 55-year-old person who might be Indigenous here in Australia. Our numbers might be the same, but it might not have the same health adaptations. Normally, what's been happening in the past is they're saying, okay, all 55-year-old males, no matter what race they come from, no matter what cultural heritage they have, all 55-year-old males who have a active heart fitness score of 46, they're all in the excellent category. Well, what Dr. Wisloff told me was that may not be true from their research. And so what has happened, what he's done that's different and unique about the health software that this research is talking about is that he's converted your active heart fitness score, which doctors are saying has an inversely proportionate to all-cause diseases of mortality from a cardiovascular disease. The lower your active heart fitness score, the much higher your chance of having a heart attack or stroke. The higher your active heart fitness score, once you reach a certain top level, which is not an athlete performance level, it's just a physically healthy level, the higher that active heart fitness score, the lower your risk of a cardiovascular event. What I'm really impressed about this study is that it's now saying that people who may, after they have a cardiovascular event, if they maintain the right health impact score and get it up to 50, up to 75, up to 100, those people drive down their risk. Now, I didn't know that before this, because I thought along the lines of once you were damaged from a cardiovascular event, the level of intense exercise is not a good idea. But that's not what this paper is saying. So I think that is very fascinating news that it's not just in healthy populations that the science is saying recommending the correct dose of physical activity. It's recommending the correct dose in people who have had such severe disease, they've had a major cardiovascular event, and they're now in rehabilitation. So that's why I was so fascinated by this type of research. And look, the article goes on, there's a whole, it's a medical research paper. It goes on, there's a whole lot of stuff there that goes on to, you know, wearable physical activity monitors. I'm scrolling through the headings over here. It's got, what has it got here? Quality of life, qualitative data methods. This is just what's a part of this medical research. The results in terms of demographic. Man, this is a long research paper too. Boy, these people have put a lot of work, something called linear regression, which I have heard of, but I'm not going to go through in this particular episode here.
What have we got over here? Functionality. Global theme one, perceptions of wearable physical activity monitoring. Registering, charging, syncing. Oh, this is about, they have medical devices that track people's biometrics when they're out of a hospital. And so that's what this is all about. And it's about that medical device and how much motivation that that's providing people. And they're talking about the, so quite often, in most cases, people with cardiovascular disease, they don't know what's happened to them. They know what's happened. They don't know why it's happened to them. And so they're talking here about having wearable medical devices to track particularly heart rate patterns. In this case, the personal activity intelligence score, which is, and what that is, that's Professor Wisloff's score that converts heart rate patterns into a health impact number, which I think is just the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen. So this paper goes on, as pages and pages of stuff over here. It's a very comprehensive research, very comprehensive. And it's coming to the conclusion where it's saying that those patients who've had heart attacks and had strokes who use a wearable physical activity monitor, they've got an acronym in here called WPAM, W-P-A-M, basically a device that continues to measure their heart rate patterns on a daily basis ongoing, they found the concept, the patients found it interesting and beneficial because the doctors were training the patients to link that score inside the health software directly to their risk of a further cardiovascular event. If you've got any motivation at any point in time about wanting to not have another cardiovascular event, another heart attack, another stroke, it's in rehab when the doctors are saying to you, hey, this is what you should be doing. It's not just the medicine. It's the physical activity levels and the correct dose. Everybody, that is it on this particular episode. I wanted to bring back some of the new science of physical health and this particular research in today because it comes from Australia, but it's based on the work that is from the team, very large team of 55 researchers that Professor Wisloff leads over up there in, well, up there from Australia, may not be up there from where you are. You could be listening to this and you are from Norway, but up there in Norway, I think he's in Oslo, the capital, at the University of Science and Technology there and his whole team. That I can't wait to share some more. I love sharing the science. I like this one because this one pertains to anybody that you might know who's had a cardiovascular event. Thanks for letting me share with you, everybody. Can't wait to be back tomorrow to bring some more of the Daily Drop of the new science of physical health. Bye for now.